Good morning, family. Yep, you tuned in to the Fishing Report right here on K-Bay 103.9. I'm Ken Milam. Let's talk about fishing. Now let's talk about catching a bunch of fish and having a fish fry. Well, first off, let's talk about Texas Parks and Wildlife is giving everybody a present on Saturday. It's free fishing day. If you don't have a fishing license, don't worry about it. You can go fishing on Saturday. Now, you can fish any day in the Texas parks after you've paid your camper's fee. But anywhere else, you have to have a fishing license. But not Saturday. Texas Parks and Wildlife says, go out there and learn how to fish, enjoy it, and then buy you a license next time. Now, let's get back to talking about the Highland Lakes. What's happening on the Highland Lakes? Well, you know, we got a bunch of rain. Buchanan is brimful. Travis is still a little low. I don't know what they're down. I think they're down 7 or 8 feet. Maybe not that much. One thing about all of this, it's gonna make fishing so good in a few years. It's good now, but in a few years, it's gonna be fabulous. Because all the structure, all those plants, all those shrubs, the trees that grew up in the lake bed when it was low, and then it filled up. Well, all that is structure for bait fish, for small game fish. Yeah, it's gonna be good, that's all I'll say. Let's talk about Lake Buchanan. Catfish are still doing crazy. They're doing good up the river. Go up there, put some jug lines out, try stretch out a trot line, bait it up with live perch, cut bait, you know, cut carp, cut shad, cut perch, just whatever. You're gonna catch a bunch of blue cat. And some big blue cat. That's some big old blue cat being caught up there. If you use the live bait, the yellow cat's been doing awful good. Strippers. Well, strippers, yeah, this weather is just squirrely. It doesn't. You know, once we get into a set weather pattern, fishing's gonna be good. You know, we get a rainy weekend, then it quits, and then we get a rainy few days in the middle of the week, then it quits, and then we get another rainy weekend for the weekend. Yeah, it's just kind of messed up. It is bothering the strippers, the hybrids. Now, we're still catching plenty of fish. Earlier this week, I had two boats out. They both, one limited, the other one come real close. Caught a bunch of fish, they had a good fish fry. Crappie are still just, you can't really count on them. I know the crappie guide saying, Ken, I know where they're at, and we've been catching a lot of crappie. So get a hold of a crappie guide. He can catch you a bunch of fish. They are holding along the bluffs where the rocks slide in, around the trees, any kind of deep structure, that's where they're holding. Minnows, jigs. When you're using jigs, have several different colors. White or chartreuse or redhead with the white feathers. Largemouth bass. Old lakes are all full. Now, Don Gordon says, Kent, Travis is on fire. We've been catching so many big bass on Travis. And he says, Lake LBJ, same thing. Catching a lot of big bass on Lake LBJ. The guys I talked to on Buchanan, they're saying, Kent, lake's too full. Too much room for the fish to hide in. Too much cover. I says, well, you know, only good thing about that is in a few years, it's gonna be absolutely fabulous. And some of the guys tell me, Ken, it already is absolutely fabulous. You just gotta know where the fish are. Get out there and put your time in and you catch a bunch. Tune in again next week, right here on K-Bay 103.9, The Fishing Report, with me, Ken Milam. Oh, if you wanna be a bunch of fish, check us out online at striperfever.com. Again, striperfever.com. Follow us on Facebook at Ken Milam Guide Service. Family, thank you so very much. I hope you had a good time. See y'all on the other side.